From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this another edition of the Living Truth Radio program, originating from the studios of the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And it's a delight to have you there by the radio or by the computer, however you may be listening on this Monday. I trust that you had a great weekend. I trust that you went to a good, solid, Bible-believing church yesterday. And I trust that you're ready to study the Word of God together with us today and the rest of this week. This week we are going to be looking at the subject, knowing truth. That's simple, isn't it? Knowing truth. But even though it's a simple subject and a simple title, nevertheless, it is something that is very serious because we are living in a day and age when there are people who say there is no such thing as absolute truth. Have you ever heard that? They will tell you that truth is whatever you want it to be. And that is quite ridiculous when you think about it, because then that means that you can be anything that you want, you can do anything that you want, and it's okay. And when you put aside the concept of absolute truth, then what you find is people begin to do that which is right in their own eyes, and when that happens, it's going to bring judgment. Judgment upon the person, judgment upon society, judgment upon the nation or the nations of the world. Because as we study the Scripture, we are not to live according to that which is right in our own eyes, but rather we are to live according to the truth of Almighty God. And so it's important that we understand truth and that we live according to truth, and that's what we are going to be studying this week from the book of 1 John. Now, the book of 1 John is a tremendous book of the Bible. As you read through this particular book, you find that it speaks about Christian fellowship, the fellowship that we as born-again believers have with each other, but also with God the Father through the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, it is a very good book for a new believer to read. You know, for many, many years, I've encouraged born-again people, when they come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, to begin to read the Bible, starting out with the Gospel of John, and then go from there to the book of Ephesians, and then from there to the book of James, and then from there to the book of Romans. And I do it in that order because the Gospel of John speaks concerning the greatness of our salvation. The book of Ephesians speaks concerning our position and practice in Christ. The book of James teaches us how to face the trials of life, and then the book of Romans is the book on doctrinal truth. And so I encourage new born-again believers to read those four books of the Bible as they begin to grow in Christ. But I've added a fifth recently, and that is 1 John. Because in the book of 1 John, there are at least 38 marks of salvation. That's right, 38 marks of salvation. Every now and then you'll come across somebody who will say, I don't know if I really am saved. Well, if you read through 1 John, you'll soon be able to find out when you read those 38 marks. And by the way, when we look at those 38 marks, they're not maybes, they're not possibilities, they are realities. In other words, if one is saved, these marks are seen in the life of that particular individual. And for instance, just as a for instance, in 1 John chapter 2 and verses 3 and 4, it says, And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And so what we see there is that a truly born-again person obeys the teachings, the commandments of Almighty God. It's very, very clear. And so what I have done is I've encouraged recently people that I lead to Christ to add 1 John to their reading. In fact, I'm encouraging people to see that that is the first book of the Bible they read after salvation. Just yesterday, as I am in the studio here today, I had the opportunity of leading a 79-year-old lady to Christ. It was interesting. She had realized that she was a sinner. She had realized that Jesus was the Savior of the world, but she had never trusted Christ to save her. Well, praise the Lord, yesterday, at the age of 79, she called upon the name of the Lord Jesus and asked him to save her. And so I directed her to 1 John. It is a great book that solidifies the understanding as to whether or not a person truly is born again. There are so many lessons in this particular book of the Bible, and of course, I would encourage you to take some time to study it. But our theme this week is knowing truth. And we look at 1 John chapter 2 and verse 21 as our key verse. That's the verse with which we will be centering our study this week. 1 John chapter 2 and verse 21, where John says, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. That's very clear, is it not? Listen to it again. John said, under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, I have not written unto you because you know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. John was writing to these believers, to people like you and I who know the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was saying, the reason I am writing to you is because you know the truth. The question is, how do we know the truth? Well, it's because of the operation of the Holy Spirit of God in our lives. Look at verse 20 of 1 John chapter 2, and then compare that to verse 27 of 1 John chapter 2. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 20, he says, But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. What is the unction? Well, the word unction basically talks about the idea of an anointing. And it is speaking of the anointing of the Holy Spirit who is in the life of every one of us who are saved. And because the Holy Spirit lives in us, he is the one who teaches us all things. The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and he teaches us truth. So we know the truth simply because of the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. You go up to verse 27 of 1 John chapter 2, and he says, But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you. And look at this. Ye need not that any man teach you. Wow. You know, I'm thankful for the fact that God has given us pastors and teachers to teach us the Word of God, aren't you? Indeed. But the fact of the matter is, every one of us as born-again believers have living within us the Holy Spirit who will teach us the truth to the point that we do not need to be depending upon others to teach us God's Word. In John chapter 14 and verse 26, Jesus says, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And so the Holy Spirit is the one who teaches, and because he teaches us, when we are in the Word of God, we can begin to understand truth. And we're going to delve into that just a little bit more as we go throughout the course of our study. But again, look at verse 27 of 1 John 2. He says, But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. The anointing that we have, the unction that we have, is the Holy Spirit, who comes into our life and lives in us permanently, and that begins at the point of salvation. And he is the one who teaches us the truth of Almighty God. And so when John says there in verse 21 of 1 John chapter 2, I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. What he is saying there is that you know the truth because the Holy Spirit of God lives in you. If you know Jesus Christ as your Savior today, then you know the truth. And because of the fact that the Holy Spirit lives in you and teaches you the things of God's Word, you have the opportunity to grow in the knowledge and in the understanding of the truth every day of your life. Now this week, throughout the course of this study, we're going to ask some questions about truth, such as, what is truth? How do we know the truth? How does the truth affect us? What should we do with the truth? What will the truth do? And what is, or what if the truth is rejected? We're going to be looking at those questions throughout the course of this week, and I trust that you'll be there by the radio as we study together. Well, I want to thank you so very much for being with me today. I trust that you have a great day in the Lord, and until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.